American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Hurricane Helene continues to strengthen as it heads toward Florida. Air Force hurricane hunters find Helene is now a major hurricane with winds at 120 miles per hour. Fox Weather Hurricane Specialist Brian Norcross.
With it already at 120, what are the odds it's going to 130? Feel like a good odds to me, but we'll get the analysis from the Hurricane Center. Some of our best computer forecasts indicate a Category 4 hurricane, maybe 140 mile an hour Category 4 hurricane.
Here's National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan.
Really highlighting two areas in particular that we're very concerned about for the potential for catastrophic flash flooding. The area down here near the Florida Panhandle and into southwest Georgia, where the core of Helene is expected to move inland overnight tonight. And then up here into the southern Appalachians from the northeast Atlanta metro area through the northeast Georgia mountains, upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina.
Tornadoes are expected today into tonight across the coastal southeast in association with the storm. And sporting events have been rescheduled. Mets and Braves games from yesterday and today have been rescheduled for Monday. Florida State, whose home is in Tallahassee, will be on the road in Dallas this weekend playing SMU on Saturday. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is indicted on charges that he accepted bribes and illegal campaign contributions from foreign sources. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan alleges in the indictment that Adams compounded his gains from the illegal contributions by gaming the city's matching funds program, which provides a generous match for small dollar donation. Black Lives Matter of Greater New York disrupted today's press conference held by Mayor Adams. A person from the group told him not to make his indictment an issue involving skin color.
This is not a black thing! This is not a black thing! This is a youth thing! This is a youth thing, Eric Adams! This is not a black thing! Your policies are anti-black! You are disgraced!
Yesterday, New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called on Adams to resign over the indictment. Turkey's President Erdogan used the UN platform to claim Israel committed genocide while comparing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Adolf Hitler. And he's also expressed sympathy for the October 7th terrorist attacks. Dr. A.J. Nolte, director of the Institute for Israel Studies at Regent University, joined Washington Watch.
The Armenian genocide, which Turkey has still not recognized. The attempt to ethnically cleanse really all of the Christian minorities from Turkey that's been ongoing since late stages of the Ottoman Empire up through today, that is still ongoing. With the Turkish government.
He said Erdogan has a geopolitical agenda.
Erdogan sees Turkey as a rising power in the region, and he wants to assert himself. And he wants to assert himself as not a client of Iran, nor as part of sort of the axis, what I would call the axis of stability or the alliance for stability, which would be the United States, the Gulf countries, and Israel and their allies. But he sees Turkey as a third force.
Law firms have a request for the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. Here's AFN's Chris Woodward.
First Liberty Institute and Thomas More Society have asked the appeals court to uphold a lower court's ruling that struck down an Asheville, North Carolina ordinance that the law firms say targeted pro-life speech outside the city's only abortion center. First Liberty attorney Nate Kellum.
This case is about the fundamental right to be heard.
Pro-life activist Zachary Hebb believes that abortion is the wrongful killing of human life, including people visiting the Asheville Health Center. Now, Hebb uses an amplifier to speak in what his attorneys describe as a conversational tone at a volume level appropriate for the area. A representative from Planned Parenthood and staff members of the health center did not like this approach and successfully got the city of Asheville to include language involving an amplification ban around the health clinic.
It's a clear violation of constitutional rights because the right to speak necessarily includes a right to be heard.
First Liberty and Thomas More Society filed a challenge at the district court where the judge agreed the law is unconstitutional. The city of Asheville appealed that ruling to the Fourth Circuit, where things are today.
See more news online at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.